Welcome to Voices on Antisemitism, a podcast series from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Elizabeth and Oliver Stanton Foundation. I'm Elisa Fishman. Every month, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that antisemitism and hatred influence our world today. This month, we hear from Iranian photographer and documentary producer Hassan Sarbakhshian and human rights activist Parvaneh Vahidmanesh. In 2006, Sarbakhshian and Vahidmanesh began gathering stories and photographs from Iran's dwindling Jewish population for their book, Iranian Jews. The effort would eventually cause the two of them to flee Iran for the United States. In this interview, they speak about why they began the project and why they continue to exhibit this work despite the hardships it has brought them.
I am Hassan Sarbakhshian, a photographer and documentary producer living in Virginia now.
I am Parvaneh Vahidmanesh. I am program officer at Freedom House in Washington, D.C.
I was born as a Muslim in Tabriz, north east of Tehran. I worked for Associated Press for 10 years in Iran.
So I born in Tehran in 1980. 3 months after the war between Iran and Iraq. And my family was Muslim, but my grandmother was a Jew who converted to Islam by force about 90 years ago. They lived in a city called Damavand, and the government of that city forced all the Jewish people to convert. So I have a complicated family. And then I started working with Hassan to document Jewish people in Iran, and then I moved to United States in 2009.
Sarbakhshian says he's always been drawn toward taking pictures of minorities and communities that are invisible within the mainstream, as Jews are increasingly becoming in Iran. Jewish women are required to wear hijab in public, and synagogues cautiously guard their identity by concealing their signage. Vahidmanesh was motivated by the discovery of her grandmother's Jewish heritage, a family secret she did not discover until age 16.
When I understood about my grandmother's background, and I started studying history at university, I wanted to work on my thesis about Iranian Jews after the revolution. And my professor at university said, don't do that because it's a very dangerous subject and maybe make a problem for you. So I couldn't work on my thesis about this, but for myself, I continue researching. And during my research and meeting the Jewish people and Jewish communities, I understood that the heritage of these people is going to be vanished because they leave the country because of the problem they have. And nowadays, the number of Jews in Iran is about 25,000. And before the revolution in Iran, it was more than 100,000. So I think that this is the time that we can document the life of these people.
Overcoming distrust from many in the Jewish community, Sarbakhshian and Vahidmanesh were allowed to document intimate moments of family life and celebration. They also documented the difficulties of public life amid restrictions, anti-Jewish rhetoric, and a diminishing Jewish population.
There was the time exactly when Ahmadinejad denied the Holocaust. And what happened with the Jewish people in Iran, you know, they are living in a country which all the time propaganda through the governments, it's Israel. And what I photographed, all the, you know, their life, all the, you know, the moments, just praying, you know, the cemetery, wedding, you know, traveling with them, how they travel, you know, is the hard for them because there's no, you know, the restaurant for them, you know, in the other cities because of the, you know, the many restrictions. This is the what's happening in Iran.
Maybe after 10 years, this book can be some as a heritage, as a history, because I think about 10 years we don't have any Jews in Iran. I'm sure they leave the country, maybe just old people will still want to stay. The young people want to leave. The marriage is very difficult nowadays for them. They cannot find a wife for themselves or good husband. So I think we don't have the Jewish community in 10 years.
When Sarbakhshian and Vahid Manesh approached the Iranian Cultural Ministry for permission to publish their book, they were met first with silence, and then with threats and accusations.
In April 2008, I submitted this book in the Cultural Ministry. We needed to, to publish this book in Iran because to show to the people, how the Jewish people are living. For a year, we waited. There wasn't, any answer. When I met the cultural minister in February 2009, I handed, the exactly the same copy of this to minister myself, just reminding him, this is a book. We need to, to just publish, and we are waiting for a year.
2 months later, Sarbakhshian and Vahid Manesh were accused of pro-Israel propaganda and spying. They watched as others around them were executed for similar charges. Vahid Manesh was accused of converting to Judaism, a capital crime under Islamic law. And Sarbakhshian was interrogated and warned that he should, quote, think about his children. He was no longer allowed to work.
They revoked my press pass on May 2009. And many interrogation, and so when you cannot do anything, that you need to force to leave, the country. So now we are here in Washington because of this punishment.
During the time that the investigating started, they told me that I'm trying to have a propaganda for Judaism, and according to Islamic law, if you change your religion from Islam to Judaism or Christianity, they can kill you. They can execute you because this is forbidden, and this is the biggest crime in Islam. So they told me that I have done that. I changed my religion, and I'm trying to have a propaganda for Israel. So I really scared, and when I invited by the University of Virginia here, it was April 2009, and apply for asylum here. Because Hassan told me that it's very dangerous there and I should stay, and I thought that it's a good choice that don't go back, because for sure they arrested me and maybe kill me, I don't know.
Both living in the United States now, Sarbakhshian and Vahid Manesh continue to exhibit their work on Iranian Jews. Photographs from the project are currently on display at UCLA's Fowler Museum until March 2013. Despite great personal cost, they feel their efforts to continue documenting Jews of Iran and the Iranian Jewish diaspora to be urgent and important.
I think that the most reason that I continue working on this project was to save the history of the country and the history of people who for a period are were invisible. And I decided to document the life of these people who are going to be vanished.
That was Parvaneh Vahid Manesh and Hassan Sarbakhshian in Washington, D.C. Voices on Antisemitism is a podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every month to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. We would appreciate your feedback on this series. Please visit our website, www.ushmm.org.